When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground.
So, Halima, did you see the Game of Thrones season finale?
Nope.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Is that a board game? Just kidding. I do know what Game of Thrones is. I just don't watch it.
So you haven't been following this amazing season. There's only one season left. You're not on this train.
Nope.
Well, I'll tell you who is on this train. This is a cool thing. A while back, HBO commissioned an artist to create illustrations for each episode of the show, often based on whatever character had died that week. It's called the Beautiful Death series. Robert Ball is a UK-based illustrator, and he joins us now to talk more about it. Robert, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, thanks. So bring us back to the beginning here of this Beautiful Death series. How did you get your start doing this?
Before season four of Game of Thrones started, they wanted to remind people what had happened in the first three seasons. Mm. So their idea was to create a illustration for each death, because they'd noticed that I think in all seven seasons there's only two episodes when no one's died.
Wow.
So it gave them a hook to build a series of illustrations on. I put together a little document, a little idea of what I thought it should be like, and my idea was that each image should have an extra layer to it, so that when people look at the pictures, they hopefully see a nice, pretty image, but for hardcore fans or people who've read the books, there might be something else to look at in there, and that won me the job. And I started in 2013, and I've been doing it for every season since.
Yeah, so walk us through your process. How do you go about designing one of these images?
I watched the latest episode on Monday morning. It's actually broadcast at the same time in the UK as it is in the US, but that would mean I'd have to watch it, I think, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm, sure.
And I'm committed, but I'm not that committed. So I watch it on a Monday morning over my breakfast, which is quite a weird way to start the week, because I'll be there eating my cornflakes and then somebody will be getting, you know, decapitated. So I watch that on a Monday morning, have a think about it during the day, doodle some sketches. Over the next couple of days, we kind of decide which one's appropriate, which sketch is going to work the best, and then I've got till Friday to produce the final art and send it over.
Yeah, and to be clear, HBO doesn't give you any advanced copies, any screeners or anything. You're seeing this sort of as we see it, and you have to have this finished product by Friday of the same week. How much of a time crunch do you feel when you're working on these?
I like it fast, because it just keeps you going. There's nothing worse than not having a deadline or just having too much space to worry and second-guess yourself. And the pace of it is nice. It takes me, you know, those 5 days to create an illustration that goes off, people react to it, and I'm back again doing it on the Monday. So there's no time to really sit and stew about it, and, as I say, no time for second-guessing. You just have to do it, which is nice. And actually, the pace now is slower than it was originally when I did the first 30 illustrations. I was doing more like one every 2 or 3 days. So now it feels like, you know, I can just relax.
And what I like about your drawings is there's a certain subtleness to each one. I'm thinking of the drawing that you did for The Red Wedding, which is an episode where literally everybody dies. You could have easily drawn, like, just a mountain of dead bodies with blood spurting everywhere. But you went in another direction. Can you talk about that picture and how you went about doing that episode?
The challenge and the fun, really, is to come at it in a bleak way every time. So that scene in particular, you're looking for sort of objects, and there was the medieval band there with all with the cellos and stuff like that. And you notice that I think the medieval cello had 4 strings and there's 4 deaths. Again, somebody on social media said, hey, your channel's got 5 strings, and I did some research and found out that the precursor to a cello at that time would have had 4 strings, so it's like, in your face! So I have to work out. I try as much as I can to be faithful. I'm sure there's lots of mistakes I've made along the way, but people usually don't give me a hard time about it.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, I know a lot of Game of Thrones fans. I know that they're passionate. You're making art for very passionate people. I also know there are some people out there who aren't Game of Thrones fans, Halima. For that
hey,
group of...
no need to call me out here.
Okay, so some people who may not be fans of Game of Thrones, who may also host a radio show, for that select group of individuals, do you think that they can still find some value in this art that you're making for fans of the show?
Oh, that's a good question, and I'm glad you're being hypothetical about it as well, and that you don't know somebody who may be a radio presenter who isn't into the programme, so that's very subtle of you. I think, actually, the images are really built for people who've seen the series, so I'm sure they wouldn't make an awful lot of sense to people who've not seen the television programme. Pure aesthetics, maybe, nice colours, etc. But I think they really are almost coded to only make sense of people who've seen the TV show.
So the seventh season of Game of Thrones just wrapped up. There's one more season to go. I'm hearing it's only going to be six episodes. That means only six more drawings for you. How do you feel about all of this coming to an end?
Depressed.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's going to be like 16 million spin-off series. What I'm glad about is that the series has an end point, and that's always been the case in it. You know, the programme doesn't go on and on and on, gradually decreasing in quality until somebody has to say, how do we end this thing? So I'm glad as a fan that there will be an end, and, you know, I'm just glad and I'm lucky to have been along for the ride.
Robert Ball is a UK-based illustrator and the creator of the Beautiful Death series.
To see visuals and a video of his process, go to wpr.org/entertainus.
So we've gotten pretty dark here. We've talked about our teen angst. We've talked about our favorite characters dying on Game of Thrones. So after the break, we're going to talk about the apocalypse.
Well, that's not it. There will be a comedian in there, too.
That's coming up on Entertain Us from Wisconsin Public Radio.